I remember, of course, the preparations for war, the D-Day preparations. The American troops were based in Northern Ireland, thousands and thousands of them. They're training on our farm. And they used to be practicing, you know, going behind hedges quietly. And we kids would be following them, gathering up the cartridge cases from the tanks that they were firing, revealing their position, getting cursed well and truly for their for our, but we didn't want to miss any cartridge cases, so we kept close to them.
What did you do with the cartridge cases?
We collected them.
And then what?
Nothing. Okay. Sometimes we used to make our own gunpowder, and we'd pack it into the cartridge case, crimp it, and then light it, and it would go off like a rocket in alarming fashion. And of course, in those days, you used some awful chemicals. You used lead arsenate as a spray, you know, for apple tree. And we got those, and we did things with those we shouldn't have done. But basically, we were pretty careful. But main thing was homemade gunpowder. But it was never very good, because all we had were flowers of sulfur. And that doesn't make good gunpowder. And the charcoal was grown with sticks that we'd burned and ground, and you can't get a high quality gunpowder that way. And we used to mix bottles of all sorts of odds and ends and look for, see what would happen, what would fizz.